in unexplained. My teens turned out to be quite appalling. 22 and slightly balding. White elephants from the unknown. Pick up your phone, your cousin's calling, and he longs to find you a fate that's riddled by your gut feeling too vague. And I'm better for, better known as the tides of infidelity. I would never show, she'd never know how much it still fucks with me. I rake in every moment, drain the passion, drip a tear. Think you were declining like Romans, but your ass, I'm shifting gears and taking off our pillows, my thoughts, my failures, the four-letter words she awoke just to tell me in my mug. I lied her, my books on a flat tip, a clean and well-lighted place to settle down.
Hello, everyone. You are listening to Entry Level Hipster Garbage, playing on WMFO 91.5 FM in Medford, Massachusetts. I hope you are all having a fantastic day. This is your host, DJ J. Alfred, doing this show solo this week as my my dear friend Zane, DJ Crunchberries, is out sick today. So I was out sick last week. He was out sick this week, so sort of traded off a little bit. But yeah, solo in Studio A here. It is a absolutely gorgeous day outside. I hope you're all having a fantastic day. 40 degrees, 45 degrees, sunny. Snow is melting, sun is shining, and it's a beautiful day outside. But anyways, I have a great playlist for you guys. Zane, if you're listening, I did put a couple of bands that you like on there, so we'll get to those later. But yeah, I got a good mix. You just heard Strange Euphoria by Walter Mitty and his Makeshift Orchestra. They are a fantastic band. I recommend you check them out if you haven't heard them already, out of Portland. I like that song. It has a little Ernest Hemingway reference in there. I don't know if any of you guys caught it, but it's a good one. But yeah, anyways, we're up here. We're in Studio A. We're chilling. If you want to call in, feel free to call in. I would appreciate the company. It gets a little lonely up here. But yeah, anyways, moving on. Going to play a little bit more music for you guys. So yeah, enjoy.
Our stepmom, we did everything to hate her. She took us down to the edge of Decatur. We saw the lion and the kangaroo take her down to the river where they caught a wild alligator. Sangamon River, it overflowed. Caused a mudslide on the banks of the operator. Civil War skeletons in their graves. They came up clapping in the spirit of the aviator. The sound of the engines and the smell of the grain. We go riding on the abolition grain train. Stephen A. Douglas was a great debater, but Abraham Lincoln was the great emancipator. Chicken mobile with your rooster tail. I had my fill, and I know how bad it feels. Stay awake and watch for the data. charge you later. All on the corners of your bed, but you've got too much to wear on your sleeves. It has too much to do with me, and secretly I want to bury in the yard the gray remains of a friendship scar.
Nothing can harm me at all. My worries
Welcome back to Entry Level Hipster Garbage on 91.5 WMFO in Medford. Of course, it's your boy, Owen, a.k.a. DJ J. Alfred, doing this show solo today. So, you heard, after the Walter Mitty song, you heard Sufjan Stevens with his song Decatur, or Round of Applause for Your Stepmother, off of the album Illinois. I was sitting next to a girl in econ class the other day, and she had a Illinois sticker on her laptop, so sort of inspired me to play some Sufjan on our next show. So shout out to the girl who sits next to me in econ. After that was The Shins with their song Kissing the Lipless off of their album Shoots Too Narrow, which is my favorite Shins album. I'm a big Shins fan. And following that was a little throwback, Jimi Hendrix with his song May This Be Love, which prompted my fellow co-host to Snapchat me saying, didn't know my mom made today's playlist, which kind of hit me. That one hit me hard. That was a good burn, Zane. So congrats on that one. Anyways, again, I'm a little lonely up here, so if you want to call in, the number is 855-915-WMFO. That is 855-915-WMFO. I'll see if I can get a friend of the program, Trouser Brown, on the horn, see if he has any insights for today. But yeah, anyways, we're going to keep it going, going to switch gears a little bit, play a little punk, get the folks downstairs in Brown and Brew ready to take on their day and rebel. So anyways, happy President's Day. If you want to call in, tell me who your favorite president is, let me know. And yeah, all right, we're going to move on. Here's a little modern baseball. Enjoy, folks.
I hate worrying about the future, because all my current problems are based around the past. And I hate when you call me late at night just to check in to make sure I got nothing to be sad about, but it's all right. And I'm okay, I won't need your help anyway, I will. I hate having to think about my future when all I wanna do is worry about everyone but me. I difference whenever I'm talking to you. And I know that you just adore starting off with me that way, that there's no way that I'll assume that you're wasting all of my time to vent about your problems, like how your Instagram stopped working and how your friends bailed on you. But it was funny, 'cause it was the day you were supposed to hang with me. Guilty as charged for leading you on a lie that I know is easy to see, but it's crucial to blot out any signs that I might have feelings this way. You don't ask me how am I this way, you won't force me to proceed with actually having to tell you my worries, with actually having to give a damn about me. You giving a damn about. I hate worrying about the future, 'cause all my around the past.
From his bedroom. Yeah.
And welcome back to Entry Level Hipster Garbage, of course, season two in our new time slot. What you guys just heard was Modern Baseball with their song Fine Great, a staple on this show is Modern Baseball. After that was The Front Bottoms, a very similar band, with their song Flashlight. And following that, you just heard The Hotelier with In Framing, which Zane referred to as his jam. So shout out to Zane for that one. Of course, The Hotelier is going to be at Boston Calling in a couple of months. So if you're going to Boston Calling and you like that song, be sure to check him out. Shout out to The Doc for the Snapchat saying that he'll pay both me and Zane $1 if we play Trap Queen by his boy Fetty. Don't think we're going to do that on the show. I don't really think it fits our aesthetic. So sorry, Doc, but we're going to have to pass on that one. As I mentioned earlier, it is President's Day. And as I was checking Instagram, which I do on this show, just sort of sit on my phone in between when I'm talking. But Tufts University posted an Instagram saying, did you know these U.S. presidents visited Tufts? So the three presidents that have visited Tufts are Bill Clinton, a.k.a. Slick Willie, JFK in 1954, and Lyndon B. Johnson. So a little bit of trivia for you guys on this wonderful holiday. Anyways, yeah, hope you're all having a good day. Reminder to just call in if you feel like it, 855-915-WMFO, or if you just want to swing by the studio, I'll let you in. But yeah, okay, that was our punk fix for the day. There was those three songs. Gonna switch gears to something a little more, little lighter. This is a really, really bizarre song. We haven't really played anything like it on this show before, so let me know your thoughts. I love this song, so I'd like to know if you guys feel the same. So here you go. Enjoy, and have a great day, guys.
Can't afford your time or the envy of the friends. Ranger Station, Ranger speaking.
Hi, I'd like to report a bear hug.
Uh-huh, okay.
Well, we were building a bonfire, and I saw some, like, dry brush and leaves around, so, you know, I said to move the bonfire somewhere else, and out of nowhere, Smokey Bear shows up and hugs me.
So you noticed some wildfire hazards and moved your bonfire to a safer location.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's Smokey, all right. He likes it when people help prevent wildfires. It hits him close to home. Not everybody gets the hug, my friend. So that's pretty special to get a hug from Smokey Bear.
Huh, so it was him. Hey, guys, I told you it was Smokey.
Okay, well, congratulations, my friend. And thanks for calling. There are many ways to prevent a wildfire. Learn how you can do your part at SmokeyBear.com.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Sponsored by the U.S. Forest Service, Ad Council, and your state forester.
Punch me in the face. You can call me Nancy. Every man wears a symbol, and I know I have mine. I've got my right hand stamped in the concentration camp, where my organs scream, slow down, man. States below.
Welcome back to Entry Level Hipster Garbage on 91.5 WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts. You just heard the Mountain Goats with their song Going to Georgia. After that was the band Deer Tick with the song The Dreams in the Ditch. And you just heard our friend Father John Misty with his song Nancy From Now On. Of course, the song I was wondering about was the Mountain Goats with their song Going to Georgia. Very interesting song. Fun fact about that song is that he didn't do it live for most of his like touring career, actually. He said the song was too personal, came from a part in his life that was no longer relevant, so he decided not to perform the song. I heard a story once of someone who was at a Mountain Goats song and screamed out, "Play Going to Georgia," and he said, "Never again, at least in this lifetime." So, interesting story there. So, of course, in non-music news, woke up this morning and, so my close friend of mine on campus knows I'm a big sports fan, asked me, "Owen, what do you do in between like the Super Bowl and baseball season?" Because I'm a big baseball fan. And I said, "Well, it's obvious. I watch a lot of the NBA." And the NBA news that came out recently, and this is probably some of the more bizarre sports news that I've heard in my 19 years of being a sports fan, but the Cleveland Cavaliers point guard Kyrie Irving thinks that the earth is flat. Went on a podcast, said the earth was flat. Bunch of reporters asked him about it, and he said, "Yeah, I think the earth is flat, and I think every single professor at Duke University collectively slapped their forehead with their palm, because it's not a good look for the university to for a player to spend a year there and still think the earth is flat." But I don't know. It's still a great player. It's still fun to watch. But some people have been like, "I'm not watching the Cavaliers anymore because Kyrie Irving thinks the earth is flat." And then, of course, the news that came out today was DeMarcus Cousins, Boogie Cousins, traded to the Pelicans for like the gum on the bottom of my shoe and a protected first round pick. So a little upset the Celtics didn't get in on that. But yeah, that's your NBA news. All-Star game was kind of boring, as always, as in every single sport. But yeah, so for those wondering what I'm doing in between, how I'm sustaining myself in between baseball and in between football and baseball is basketball. Yeah. So, yeah. Anyways, getting towards the end of the playlist, might have to add some emergency songs. So if anybody wants to call me and kill some time, of course, it's 855-915-WMFO. That is 855-915-9636. It is 1140. It is Monday. And yeah, going to hit you with a couple more songs here. So enjoy, guys. All right, welcome back to the show. We actually just got a caller while that song was playing. That song was the song Happier by the band Guster. Pretty good song, feel good song. Anyways, we have a caller. I'm going to put him live now. Hello, who's there?
Hi, this is Steven from Haskell. I live in Haskell. I'm at Tufts.
Oh, Steven, hello. Long-time listener of the show?
I'm actually not a huge fan. I couldn't help but notice during the last segment you were talking about Kyrie Irving and his really intriguing ideas about the Earth, and you said that Duke University should not be proud that they have a player who's questioning the construct that is the scientific community in America, and the fact that we've all accepted this reality of the Earth being round or spherical.
Right. Well, it seems to just be sort of like a basic understanding that the Earth is flat. Like, I feel like that's something that you learn in like element. Are you, Steven, are you arguing that the Earth is in fact flat?
Have you ever been in a plane?
I have been in a plane a couple times. Yeah.
Have you ever looked at the horizon of the Earth while on a plane?
I think I have. Yeah. Well, yeah, I guess if I was flying, yeah.
What would you describe the shape of the horizon of the Earth?
Well, it looks...
Would you describe it as, like, a circular, almost like the edge of a sphere, or does it look more like a flat line?
Well, I guess it looks mostly flat. I guess it sort of depends on how high up you are, right? I mean, I guess it has a little bit of a curve.
Okay. But in your experience...
If you fly west, how do you eventually end up east? Like, how do you explain that if the Earth is flat? You know, like, how does that work?
I mean, probably just it's not really flying around the edge. They probably just fly over it. They're trained to do this.
Right.
You don't understand. There's a whole machination, the complex that exists to keep you from questioning these ideas, has been built over thousands of years.
Okay.
By the scientific community and the people in control, and you're just eating it up.
But my main question is, if there is some sort of conglomeration that's preventing me from understanding the true reality of the shape of our Earth, what would they, the powers that be, have to gain from me thinking that the Earth is round when it's actually flat? What's there to gain?
Because you'll never know what's on the other side. There's something on the other side of the Earth that they don't want us to know about.
Wow. What do you think's on the other side of the Earth?
I don't know, man.
Okay.
You're the first person who's listening to me. I'm so happy. If anyone's listening, please.
Buy into the flat Earth theory. Okay. All right. Well, this is an interesting... I have to admit, you're the first flat earther I think I've ever met in my life. Unless I one day meet Kyrie, hopefully, then I can ask him, yeah.
Well, I've actually started a club at Tufts. There's, we meet every Wednesday in the basement of Haskell.
Oh.
So far, it's usually just me.
Yeah, okay.
Every time so far, but... Well,
maybe if you can recruit some people from Duke, I hear they graduate a ton of flat earth believers over there.
Yeah, I'm trying to get in touch with
her too. Okay, well, Steven from Haskell, this was a very engaging conversation. I think I learned a lot about questioning everything. Is there any other conspiracy theory you'd like to plug before we go back to the music? Anything other besides than the Earth is just flat?
Tony Monaco's a robot, but that's not as concerning as the Earth thing.
Oh, well, you heard it here first, folks. We might have to look into that one, actually. All right, well, Steven, thanks a lot. Thanks for calling in. We appreciate the support, and have a fantastic rest of your holiday, all right?
Thanks a lot.
All right. See you later.
See you later.
Well, that was interesting. One of the more interesting phone calls I think I've gotten on this show. We're going to keep going with the music. I think you're all here to hear the music as opposed to some crazy conspiracy theories. So, yeah, stay listening, folks. We have about 10 minutes left. And, yeah, enjoy.
I'm the same as I was when I was 6 years old. And oh, my God, I feel
vision that never even ever really even is in it. And infinite spirals out creation, we're on the tip of its tongues, and it is saying, well, we ain't sure where you stand. You ain't machines and you ain't land. And the plants and the animals, they are land. And the plants and the animals eat each other. Even ever really even is in it. And infinite spirals out creation, we're on the tip of its tongue, and it is saying, well, we ain't sure where you stand. You ain't machines and you ain't land. And the plants and the animals, they are land. And the plants and the animals eat each other. Oh my God, oh my God.
Alrighty. We have about 5 minutes left, according to my handy-dandy time clock timer. So, going to be just about wrapping it up for you guys today. You just heard Modest Mouse with their song Never Ending Math Equation. I'm a big Modest Mouse fan. And then after that, sort of switched it up on you guys a little bit and played some Bon Iver with his song Towers. So anyways, that's my whole spiel for the week. Catch us here next week. Hopefully both of us, both me and Zane will be here, together. But no promises, you know, tonsillitis or norovirus could, sneak up on us again. So yeah, anyways, this song is going to end you guys off with, song Rivers and Roads by The Head and the Heart. A close friend of mine, requested this song. So this one goes out to them. So, yeah, going to play it in and have a good one, guys.
And they're going to better places, but our friends will be gone away. Nothing is as it has been, and I miss your face like hell. And I guess it's just as well, but I miss your face like hell. Been talking about the way things change, and my family lives in a different state. And if you don't know what to make of this, then we will not relate. So if you don't know what to make of this, then we will not relate.
Till I reach you.